Welcome to East Meets West, episode 41. I'm Tom Merritt.
For 41, I'm Roger Shank. 41?
41.
Wow.
41.
Damn, do we have kids yet?
41. Huh?
Do we have kids yet? We're 41.
I think it's crisis, midlife crisis time for East Meets West.
Oh, man, I think we better go cruise the
You know, it's almost a year, right?
Yes, we started in October last year.
I know we started during the baseball, you know, fall season. Classic.
Yeah.
I haven't actually listened to East Meets West 1 in quite a long time. I bet Roger's never listened to it.
What are you talking about? I listened to the first one.
At least in the first several weeks, I would say, hey, Roger, well, what did you think? And be like, oh, I didn't listen to it.
I said, oh, I forgot to download it.
I forgot. Okay. Yeah, not only did I not listen to it, I didn't even download it.
I was part of it.
That's
How
why
did I not remember?
And there were only two downloads, so I'd be like, oh, it must have been Eileen.
Hey, as soon as I got iTunes working on it, we moved up to 3.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
I was there.
You're not going to listen to this week's either.
I'm going to listen. I don't understand. I'm part of it.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, hear it back in the headphones, feel the experience.
You say that while you make a motion over your shoulders like you're doing a hair commercial.
Yes, because then you'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends. Hey, it's a big, big, big television week.
Is it?
Yes. The premiere of Lost.
You know,
you don't watch, right?
Yeah, I do not watch Lost.
But I'm very excited about
Although
that.
Although I find it kind of weird now that there's like a bunker on the island with some weird hideaway guy or
just,
something.
You know, I'm not going to give out any spoilers,
no,
Roger.
No, I know, but I think that's kind of
You should
odd.
Approach it. Yeah, honestly, now that the first two seasons are on DVD, you should approach it like a novel. Just buy the first season or rent the first season and then just watch them in order. It's actually the best way to watch Lost. It's torture to watch that with commercials and have to wait a week between episodes. But when you actually watch it on DVD, you can just go from one to the next.
Battlestar Galactica is starting up this week.
Battlestar Galactica. Smallville started last week. Another one of my favorites.
I don't know. I kind of lost interest in Smallville.
It's better. It's lost some of its Dawson's Creek-ness.
Yeah, but I also feel that it's a little over dramatic now. You can tell me if
it
I'm
always
wrong.
Was. I
but,
thought.
But that's the thing is like
it's
a comic book. Comic books don't have to be, you know. Don't even get me started.
Larger than life. Phantom Zone was in the season premiere.
Yeah, but see the thing is they're rewriting so much of the Superman canon.
Not rewriting it.
But they are adjusting it to a degree. I mean, they made allusions to Crypto, the Wonder Dog, Superdog,
and
Supergirl.
Aquaman was in it as
Oliver,
a young buck.
Oliver, what's his name? The guy who played or the character that's Green Arrow is going to be with costume and Bone Arrow.
Yeah, it's all a take on the Superman universe.
I don't know.
It's not supposed to be canon though. It's just a take on it.
I don't know. And with the events of the recent, you know, crisis.
Yeah.
Crisis and, you know, in the DC universe.
The Infinite Earth.
No, it's the new one. It was
Infinite Crisis.
First it was, Infinite Crisis. So it's like, oh, they keep redoing it. It's kind of irritating me.
Do you think have you been watching the Battlestar Galactica webisodes?
I've watched two of them. And I was expecting more. Maybe because the way it was, the people were talking about it.
I was surprised they got some of the real actors. Especially Colonel Ty.
Oh, you thought that it would just be a bunch of third actors.
I saw Chief, and I'm like, okay, so they're going to spend money to get like one, maybe two of the lesser characters.
I bet you they shot it along with the regular production.
I think so too. Yeah,
because it feels that way.
Probably second unit, right?
Well, basically, what they do is like when they do one of their. You know, it'd be interesting to see and then watch the series again and see if like, hey, what if it's attached to that scene?
Yeah.
I bet you it's the cutting room floor stuff.
No. I think they write them. I think they write them specifically for the small screen because they're actually taking place in between.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not just cutting floor stuff. They're doing this. Also, some of those actors are not in the cast.
Yes.
So I think that...
I've only watched two.
I've watched three. Two? Maybe I've only watched two, actually. The other big things happening, the National Hockey League is getting back in swing. The St. Louis Blues play the San Jose Sharks.
It was like, whatever.
And baseball is in the division series phase.
So one more in this World Series?
No, two more. Division Series, then Championship Series,
that's right.
Then World Series. And what else? There was something else going on this week that I was very excited about. I think that was it. No, that was it. That was it. NHL lost.
No, Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica and baseball.
Yeah. You use your TiVo a lot. See, I don't have a TiVo, so.
You need a TiVo, dude. Yeah. Why don't you have a TiVo?
I don't know.
Why don't you have, like, a Myth TV box?
Because I don't watch TV that. I watch Battlestar Galactica, that's pretty much it, dude.
But you have to be there on time, then. You can't just tape it and or record it.
I can record it.
On a VHS?
On DVD, dude. I got a set-top DVD.
You have a set-top DVD. Actually, that's almost as good, frankly.
And I can take it and drop it into someone else's computer.
Yeah. Good point. All right. I mean, you win this round, Chang.
Yeah, granted, there are commercials, but whatever.
You can edit those.
Yeah.
There are commercials in TiVo, too.
Oh.
You just have to fast forward.
Wasn't there a pseudo cut out the commercial function?
It's just a 30-second skip button. I use it, but it's done.
Hey, I don't have a TiVo. You got to explain these things to me.
I'm just a caveman. I don't have a TiVo.
You know, I don't understand your ghostly craft that fly through the sky.
There's
horses with four round wheels.
Been some big news.
Yes.
Did you hear about the plane that
crashed in Brazil?
Disappeared briefly in Brazil. They did find it, though.
Yes, I think Rodrigo.
Do we know exactly when? Do we know if they actually determined the cause of the crash yet? I haven't seen anything about that.
No, but they said it was a brand new Boeing 737-800,
mm-hmm.
belonging to one of the budget airlines in Brazil called Gol, G-O-L.
Right.
It says all flights died. Oh, after the plane, a similar executive jet. Oh, they might have clipped wings in air.
Well, that was the first thing they said.
Oh,
then they
not?
Said they didn't think that had happened. Then they found the wreckage. For a while, it was mysterious. I thought it was going to be a great conversation because it would be a mysterious disappearance. We could talk about aliens, but instead, unfortunately, it's just a very sad crash event.
Yeah, you know, aviation is all. And the thing about aviation, especially accidents, is, you know, people. You know, like, for example, in Montreal, there was that bridge collapse.
Yeah.
Outside of Montreal. And, you know, that got some airplay, but when planes crash or like school shootings, for example, today the Amish school shooting.
I know.
That kind of freaked me out.
What a great headline.
If the Amish are experiencing that, we know it's.
Okay. I want to make a joke, but then at the same time, this is nothing to joke about.
Yeah.
But, you know, the obvious joke would be the bow and arrow thing. Amish school shooting. But I'm not going to make that joke.
No. Because I think they're pacifists, so they wouldn't have a bow and arrow at the
beginning. Yeah, right. That's the other
part. So I think your joke is culturally and technically incorrect.
Like, you know.
Oh, wait. BBC has the Amazon plane here. All 55. The plane clipped earlier. Aviation. Everyone survived. Everyone survived.
That's good audio.
On the executive jet, they survived. But
just
not
random words spitting out of Roger's mouth.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know, we got described as splendiferous.
Splendiferous?
Splendiferous, I think.
Splendiferous.
But like a cake, it needs some icing. And so Jonathan C. gave us some random comments. The Cloverleaf Plus Period podcast, the links were acting up and he has them fixed now. He's never been to Vancouver, but he's heard it's a neat vacation spot. Nevertheless, as long as I can train myself to convert from Imperial to Metric fast enough, I won't feel like such a tourist. 3, Roger's an integral part of DLTV. The least the guys can do is give him some screen time. Boy, he's really pushing for that, isn't he?
Yeah.
And 4, that's all I have for now. To keep yourselves abreast of the rest of my ramblings, please keep checking in the same page every day.
Ooh, East Meets West comments? Yes.
Yes. That was Jonathan C.
Cool.
Justin's upset that I was in Vancouver and didn't tell him.
Yeah, he didn't tell me either.
Samurai Sushi is great. Well, you weren't coming with me.
Well,
I did, too, tell you we were going to Vancouver.
In a hotel?
Everyone claims that I never told them. I told everyone ahead of time. But you know what happens? You're like, yeah, I'm headed out for a week to Vancouver. And they're like, oh, yeah, really? Okay. And then everyone ignores until I'm gone. And they're like, where's Tom?
I knew you were out somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. See, you didn't care. It's not that I didn't tell you.
I just thought maybe you
were
pearl diving or something.
Justin also said they showed Seattle TV stations in Vancouver, but when a primetime show comes on, like The Office, whatever station shows it in Canada, like CTV, will take over the programming from both channels, so CTV ads will show on the local channel. Hmm.
Wait. What does that mean?
So CTV is the Canadian network.
Yeah,
and
it is one of the Canadian networks.
So when you're watching a Seattle station and a show comes on that is also on CTV, then CTV takes over the Seattle's airwaves so that the CTV ads will show up.
In Seattle?
No, well, not in Seattle, when you're in Vancouver.
Well, damn right, because that's America.
You they don't do it in the U.S. 54-40 or fight.
Yeah.
You know, if the U.S. had won that 54-40 battle, Vancouver would be in the United States.
Yes.
And it would just be, you know, they could just watch Seattle channels without CTV coming in and putting
and
their
ads. You technically wouldn't need the Trans-Canadian Highway.
They would have no loonies or toonies.
Or the barebacks.
I was very excited to find that the vending machine where I work takes Sacagawea and Susan B. Anthony dollar coins.
Oh, nice.
Whereas the BART machine that gave me the Sacagawea and Susan B. Anthony dollar coins does not take them back.
That pisses me off. Why do you give that as change if no, you can't use it?
I'm actually for the dollar coin. I don't mind getting the dollar coin as change from the BART. That's fine. Just take it.
Wasn't that the whole purpose of making those in the first? Other than
yes,
like, it's like all these vending machine companies are bitching. Can we say bitching?
I don't. You just did.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable morally with saying that,
we're bitching about the fact that we need a dollar coin so people can use our vending machines and bills won't get clogged up. Wine, bitch, bitch, moan. And now what? We have these dollar coins and we still can't use them. Pisses me off. Totally useless.
Peter says Vancouver is 1,200 kilometers away from San Francisco. Quick, how many miles?
It says 800 right here.
Oh, you're looking at the comment. Yeah. Damn. I know in some countries it is common for cable companies to pick up over-the-air signals and rebroadcast it on their cable network. I think Dutch cable companies do this with British and German TV signals.
So it's like the German TV signal is like marching through while the British ones come and liberate.
Hey, we're supposed to call it a netcast from now on. Did you know that?
Instead of...
Isn't that what Leo's doing? Somebody told
netcast.
Me Leo was doing
it. Oh, because of the whole pod dispute?
Because of the whole podcast.
Apple sucks. I'm sorry.
Really?
Dude, come on. You're picking apart the word pod for podcast?
They're just protecting their intellectual property, Roger.
Oh, geez. I guess this is what they mean when they think different.
Lee.
Whatever.
Use adverbs different.
Hey, Lee. Hey. Whatever.
Jonathan C. says we should call it a Rogercast. Yeah? You like that?
If only gets me women, I'll be happy to do it.
That's all you care about.
Yes.
Steve says, episode 40 was great. He likes how we have come full circle regarding watching baseball in episode 1. Yeah, episode 1. You listen to that? You heard episode 1? Steve says he's not infatuated by Roger. He just misses the guy's wit from ZDTV.
You can hear it from here. Actually, it's not so witty on this. So what are we supposed to call this? A radio and an MP3 file?
A netcast.
How about a radio show on it?
Netcast. Coming at you from the studio.
Wait a minute,
netcast.
I bet you there's going to be a fishing union out there that's going to claim to that comment. Can't say that.
Let's see.
Screw it. Then I'm going to be listening to this netcast on a non-proprietary, you know, Sanyo or Samsung or creative.
A Zoomcast.
Yeah, a Zoomcast. Zuni. Zune.
A creative nomad cast.
How about nomads?
Nomads. How about just good fun?
Yes.
Chris wants to know if we have any good music recommendations. What's on your iPod, Roger Chang?
I have an album by Bright Eyes. I think it was the latest one. It's pretty good. He's out from the Midwest, but he writes some really, really interesting lyrics. I have Tegan and Sarah, the little pseudo-punk duo from Canada. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I get recently? Oh, I picked up an album from The Magic Numbers, which is kind of a little poppy British band.
Mm-hmm.
They came out recently, and I think that's about it for new music. I have a lot of older stuff on my iPod, like, you know, my 80s Journey compilation that I can't live without.
The one that you're always playing when you come over to see me?
Yeah, when you see me in the bathroom trying to dress my hair up like Steve Perry.
No. Wow. I was going to say just go to last.fm and search for Ace Detect, but when you search for Ace Detect on last.fm, all you get is how many people have listened to East Meets West on last.fm, which is 24.
Hey, that's good.
Well, you know.
Right?
Yeah, it's better than nothing, right?
Those people
so how do
post.
I search for a person?
Why don't you use the CNET site at mp3.com?
Because I don't use mp3.com to track my... Let me see if I can log in. I thought you could just give direct direct links to your profile. Because I don't remember.
I don't know.
Good to see you, Ace Detect. All right. Oh, it's last.fm/user/AceDetect. Uncle Tupelo, The Wannabes, The Beatles, Green Day, They Might Be Giants, Kathy McCarty, Sunvolt, Stick Pony, The Figs, Wilco. Those were the top 10.
Wilco, they're still around?
Yeah. I also like some Woody Guthrie, Brother Ooh. Bones, The Whistler.
The only Woody Guthrie song I can honestly say I still have is the City of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah?
The train one.
You're talking about Arlo Guthrie.
Oh,
then.
I'm thinking.
Woody is the 40s and 50s, 30s, you know, yeah. Dust Bowl ballads.
Got it.
Arlo is the 70s, yeah. I don't want a pickle, yeah. I just want a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, The Descendants, I always say that. It's Descendants. Jack Johnson. I like Jack Johnson. Suit John Stevens. Yeah.
I kind of like that one song.
Old 97s. John Wesley Harding.
Was that one, the one with the video with Ben Stiller in it?
That one with Ben Stiller in it?
It has a girl's name in it. Whatever.
Hmm.
Hey, did you know U.S. bashing proves popular pastime at UN?
U.S. bashing improves popular pastime?
No, it's a popular pastime at the
UN. U.S. bashing, yeah.
They're talking
yeah.
about Hugo Chavez.
Oh, yes, Hugo.
And, the popular Iranian psychopath, Ahmadinejad, I can't pronounce his last name. I'm probably mispronouncing it. President of Iran.
You're president of Iran?
No. I'm not even remotely Persian.
Kelly wanted to know if I could create a feed for downloading Boiling Point. And the fact of the matter is there is a feed for Boiling Point. And I can't remember what it is right now. But it's like feedburner.com/Sabrilliant rather than Sabrilliant blog because that's what this feed is. I am up to part 8 on the Ooh. Boiling Point on audio. How many have you listened to, Roger?
None. Hasn't listened to any, even for free.
You're so critical.
Well, I'm just having fun with you.
No, I think you're trying to be mean, and I don't.
No, I'm really not.
It's okay.
I don't care.
I know where you live.
Yes, exactly. Jonathan C. says, we've interrupted the EMWness for breaking random thoughts. Tom and Raj, I finally fixed the issue with the screwed up Cloverleaf Plus Period podcast. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. It was a malformed HT access file.
It was a malformed kid what?
Malformed HT access file.
Yeah, stay away from alcohol when you're pregnant.
Rodrigo says he's happy that I liked Vancouver, and Rodrigo lived in Canada for a while, loves that place. Never engage in a fight with a bear. Good advice, Rodrigo. No kidding. Says thanks for the tips on San Francisco places. He says he didn't want restaurant recommendations because he's a poor university student. But there are actually some pretty good cheap places to eat, which would be handy recommendations. Burrito places in the Mission, you know, to name but the first cheapest, best place to eat, I think.
Actually, there's a really good middle. If you're like in the Mediterranean / Middle Eastern, there's a pretty good. It's not really a restaurant. It's more of a like a building stall. Like it's big enough for like three people to stand in line inside and people recipe. But they have shawarma wraps or basically kebabs.
Lee's Deli downtown, actually.
It depends on which Lee's Deli.
Stay away from the hot bar.
Yes.
I say. But if you go to the salad bar, you can usually get a pretty good, nutritious salad for under $4.
Yes. And their sandwiches, I don't know. Their sandwiches are a mixed bag. Mainly because their ingredients are kind
of. I'm trying to think of like $5 places, but you can find even cheaper than that. Oh, the tamale lady.
Yes.
You catch the tamale lady going
She's
around.
She's still around.
She is still around, and she sells her tamales for like $1. Good tamales.
Did she raise her price $1.15 recently?
Oh, did she really?
I could be wrong. They're good tamales, though. In fact, yeah. Last time I was at the Zeitgeist, they had a birthday party for her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really? How old was she?
I don't know. Everyone was serving up tamales for $1. And they had a giant tamale pinata that kids were beating, which is kind of weird because it's a bar, but whatever.
Udayan wrote, I believe statistically flying is still the safest form of transportation. There's an old Sikh joke that goes like this. I will always travel by train because if a train crashes, you are there. If a plane crashes, you are where? You need to couple this with poor English to understand the sentence structure, says Udayan, but I digress. Oh, and in Superman Returns, after saving the plane that was carrying the space shuttle, Superman remarks, don't let this discourage you. Flying is still the safest way to get around. It's not the safest way to get around. Walking, I think, is the safest way to get around, as long as you're careful.
Depends. Statistically, yeah. No.
Really? Is safer to fly?
It depends on
than
if,
to walk.
It depends if statistically, uh-huh, for the number of miles you walk, the times you either fall, trip, get mugged, held up, you know, get hit by a car, bicyclist, bear, whatever.
Don't fight with a bear. Don't you listen to Rodrigo?
Don't fight with the ass. Don't fight with the bears. Bears are nasty.
Or the Chicago Bears.
Now, how come there's a couple of comments about my Taurus comment that I made?
Oh, Cool B said that the Taurus is a cool car.
Oh, the Taurus is symbolic of ordinary. It represents boring, tailless, dull, and original. Regardless, Taurus is dead. Roger's issue with giving him
a... You can just read it instead of muttering it. You
know? Oh, okay. Well, Udi wrote, oh, and Cool B, the Taurus is symbolic of ordinary. It represents boring, tasteless, and dully, unoriginal choice.
Dually.
Unoriginal choice. Regardless, the Taurus is dead, and Roger's issue with me giving him a fenderless car. Yes, it's true. I would never drive a fenderless car.
No,
even less a fenderless Taurus.
Yeah. Any fenderless car is probably a
especially
bad idea.
Especially a Taurus.
Yeah. A Taurus is the worst of the fenderless cars. Yes. Not that there are many. I'm spent.
Are you?
We packed in a lot of information.
We
practiced comedy compression today.
Did we?
Yes. The ability to pack in more entertainment value into a smaller amount of time period. We've actually packed in 30 minutes of entertainment into 21 minutes.
Isn't that like a roast? Generally, you do that?
Do you? In a roast?
I don't know.
You've got me. On a roast, you compress entertainment?
Like comedy roasts?
Yeah. What does this have to do with compression?
I just tend to find to have a higher density of funny material compared to normal comedy.
They're high density entertainment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. HD entertainment.
Yes.
High density.
High density comedy, HDC.
It is your density.
I wouldn't phrase it that way. I would just say it's high density comedy.
All right. Well, we can do a shorter episode unless you've got something to strike back. I've been picking on you all episode, you know. It's your turn. You really need to come back at me now.
Okay.
Otherwise, everyone's just going to hate me after this episode's over.
Have you been following the news? Like there's a new election coming up to get a new general secretary of the UN.
Oh, right. And the South Korean guy
read an interesting article in the UK Times about basically how South Korea was. I don't know how much if this happened last time, but there was a lot of influence, vote influencing. Like they were promising, you know, increased budgetary aid, you know.
Ban Ki-moon.
In one case, they even offered a piano, a grand piano, to one of the states that would vote for their choice.
That's all you need, a grand piano to become UN Secretary General?
Maybe for certain countries. Maybe they come cheaper than other
ones. Well, I guess it's just UN Secretary General. It's not like ruler of the free world or anything.
Yeah, well, it's not like
He was the only of six candidates to escape a veto in the informal ballot. What's North Korea going to do if South Korea becomes the Secretary General? Do they care?
Well, I think South Korea has been basically trying to influence. Basically, North Korea's plan is to wedge South Korea split South Korea away from the American Pacific Alliance, which is basically Japan and the U.S., and basically put it in its orbit of influence. And I don't mean influence in the way that people would think of, like, a typical
control.
Yeah, typical hegemony where, you know, you have like a U.S. hegemony, European, Chinese, Soviet. It's basically, well, we want to do what we want to do. The Chinese are the ones that actually bankroll us are kind of getting tired of me, the absolute ruler.
Kim Jong-il.
And basically by, you know, I either could be a benefit for him. It depends.
Could be good for North Korea?
No, it could be good, yeah, for North Korea.
Yeah. Any chance of reunification?
You know what? In truth, ever since German reunification, the South Koreans have been really wary because of the financial
because of what happened to East Germany?
What happened to West Germany?
East Germany collapsed.
That's true. But
immediately, but then it was a strain on West Germany to pick
exactly,
them back up.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what the South Koreans are afraid, because it costs a lot. It still costs on the Western portion of Germany. I mean, Eastern Germany still has the higher unemployment, you know, higher levels of not corruption, but just low productivity and stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Every country has their area that, has, you know,
yeah, but it's a difference between an area and an area that suddenly got attached to you like 20 years ago.
So you think we should get rid of Modesto?
Why?
In California?
It's a completely productive. What are you talking about?
High unemployment. And
there's no high unemployment there.
Really? It's good economy in Modesto? Do you think Modesto ought to get rid of the rest of us?
Just because...
You're a secessionist, aren't you?
I think you say that because you think there's nothing but crank and crack dealers out in Modesto. It's true.
The only time I ever hear that is from you.
Maybe it's because of the booming economy. People are smelling like... Hey, maybe there are people have money to spend on illicit drugs.
A sign of a booming economy is drug dealers, is what you're saying.
And prostitution.
That's Changonomics.
And prostitution.
And prostitution. Lest we forget.
Oh, and don't
the
forget,
oldest profession.
And don't forget the fake Rolexes, mm-hmm. You know, imitation Gucci bags.
I like fake Rolexes. They're fun.
I have two.
I gave mine away. I brought them back as gifts last time I went to New York. But you never see them out here on the West Coast.
No, because...
They're very rare.
You know why? Because you don't see that many Rolexes.
You don't see fake watches on the West Coast.
Because people don't...
Or fake purses or any of that kind of stuff.
What kind of watch do you wear?
I don't wear a watch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't. I use a cell phone. I don't think a lot of people wear watches anymore.
The last watch I wore was a fake TOG that I bought on Canal Street in New York.
TOG?
Yeah.
It's a TOG.
Tag.
Oh, tag.
Tag Heuer. I call it TOG.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting how that will play out. And, of course, speaking of aviation, you know, with the previous air disaster we were talking about in Brazil, the A380, the much-vaunted Super Jumbo, is still being delayed. No sign of it being shipped to the customers that was supposed to at the beginning of this year.
And Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Thankfully so.
I was going to give week-by-week, blow-by-blow accounts of the Terran Baseball Association championships, and cool. Then I totally forgot. I mentioned that back in the hotel episode, but the Forest Park Fireballs are the champions of the earth in the Terran Baseball Association. They dispatched the Vancouver Cougies 14-7. My own Baltimore Browns franchise was not in the playoffs this year. First year in several years we hadn't made the playoffs, so it's kind of sad.
Sorry.
Well, life goes on. The Vancouver Blades now are my fantasy hockey team.
Who runs them?
I do.
Oh.
That's just a Yahoo league, though.
Well, why don't you make it closer to home? Why got to be Vancouver?
Well, I was trying to think of a good hockey name. Like, where would I put my hockey organization?
LA Kings?
They already exist. That's a real hockey team.
I mean, geographically, you could take, I don't know, something closer.
I like Vancouver.
All right.
As I have expressed before.
Uh-huh. I think you're a closet Canadian, dude.
Shh. Don't tell the U.S. You can leave comments for us. We never give the URL. Maybe we should do that.
Yes.
You can leave comments for us at subbrilliant.com/EMW or subbrilliant.com/East Meets West. Either way, it'll go to the same place. And you can leave comments regarding each episode. Every episode, we go back and look at the comments from the previous episode and discuss some of them.
Yes. And please, any new listeners or listeners that haven't posted before, please post. It's always good to hear from different people.
Yes. And Udayan, just want to let you know, we're thinking of you, man.
Woo-hoo.
Hang in there.
Hope it works out.
And you should also want to let people know that Django has been going through some doggy issues. She had a low blood platelet count.
Yes, I heard.
And we took her back to the vet today. She's doing much better. But we had a week there that was pretty scary. So.
Well, hopefully
Django
that,
the dog, if you don't know.
Hopefully that situation will also go into the positive.
All right. Well, that leaves people on a happy note.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
All right.
I'm gloomy.
Talk to you later.
Bye.